Welcome to Mind Your Biz Today on South Florida's only all-business radio station, 880 AM. Today's business world is fast-paced and ever-changing. Gain a competitive advantage by listening to Mind Your Biz Today, hosted by Janie Smith, CEO of Smart Advantage. Janie is a best-selling author and business consultant extraordinaire with over 35,000 hours consulting C-suite executives. She will help you navigate today's business hurdles and maximize your opportunities with thought-provoking discussions with CEOs, business authors, and thought leaders. Learn the latest trends and profit-producing ideas for growing your business.
Brought to you by the Hudson Institute of Executive Education at Nova Southeastern University. Executive training programs to excel in today's competitive market.
Here's your host, Janie Smith.
Welcome back to Mind Your Biz Today, South Florida listeners. Thanks for joining us again. Special thanks to the Hudson Institute of Executive Education, located at Nova University. We also want to remind our listeners in South Florida to please go to our website, mindyourbiztoday.com. Give us your comments on this show and any future shows you might like us to run. If you would like to hear an expert on a particular business topic, we'd love to hear it and provide one for you. I am Janie Smith, the author of Creating Competitive Advantage. I'm also the president and CEO of Smart Advantage, Inc. One of our guests, our featured guest today is Ashish Sangrajka, who is the president of Big Five Tours and Expeditions. Big Five is located in Stuart, Florida, and they sell high-end adventure tours worldwide. I personally have had the wonderful experience of being on one of their tours, and they're absolutely uncomparable. So we invited Ashish on the show for a couple of reasons. One is his company does some phenomenal best practices that we're going to share with listeners, and he was formerly a client of Smart Advantage. We've gone through the competitive advantage exercise with this company, and you've heard me talk about it if you've been listening to prior shows, but this was a great opportunity because Ashish can tell you how they implemented this and what knowing and articulating competitive advantages can do for a company. So I'd like to introduce Ashish. He has actually grew up in Kenya. He's always been a keen adventurer. He's climbed Mount Kilimanjaro by the age of 14. He was rafting the first Category 5 rapids before age 15 and jumped out of an airplane by age 18. Gee, Ashish, you beat me by a couple of years. I jumped out of the first airplane at 21. He's also a car fanatic, and he races on closed tracks. So he's an adventurer, and he has traveled the world to places some of us have never even imagined. Ashish, welcome, and thank you for being with us today.
Well, thank you for having me, Janie. I appreciate the opportunity to spend time with you.
So first, if you would, tell us a little bit about Big Five, and then I want to ask you some questions about the competitive advantage process, what you as best practices have implemented, and some ideas for our listeners. So just, if you would, just tell us a little bit about Big Five.
Sure. Well, Big Five is a custom-tailored soft venture luxury tour operator. We basically make dreams come true. We are, for lack of better words, a custodian for dreams. We specialize in private, custom-tailored journeys to Africa, Asia, Latin America, the South Pacific, Antarctica, and other regions that go there exotic. We don't do anything in Europe. Our primary focus is on the cultural, historical, or wildlife aspects of a custom-tailored journey.
Yeah, so your destinations tend to be more of the things that are in people's bucket lists, like the one I took, which was Machu Picchu, which is the place, one of the seven wonders of the world that everybody wants to go to, and Galapagos, which is another favorite. So you've got some fabulous trips. And just to point out to our listeners, you're not a tour operator. You're the wholesale packager. Travel agents sell your tours.
Correct. We are the wholesaler to a travel agent. So when you contact your travel agent, we work very closely with them to arranging everything on the ground. You know, and it is just that. You pretty much summarized it well with the bucket list, because that is pretty much what we do all day. And some of our bucket lists are really extreme. We've got people who want to do day trips to Antarctica from Chile, that take a private plane, spend the day at a geological base, and come back. I'm actually leaving in 2 weeks to go to Chile. I'm going to spend 3 days trekking through the glaciers of Patagonia.
Wow, wonderful.
So
making
this is,
us all
this is my life.
It's wonderful issues. So let me ask you, you went through the competitive advantage process with Smart Advantage, and it was really fun working with your company. So let's just start with what, if any, were the key benefits that you've seen so far? I think it's been, 8 or 9 months since we've completed the process. So tell us a little bit about what you've benefited.
Well, really, one of the first things that we've been able to do is having a more impressive package. You know, a lot of companies and a lot of our competitors, when they put something out there, they spend so much time talking about themselves, but they write this book about themselves that, frankly, nobody really wants to hear. And we didn't know that until after we did the Smart Advantage study. We were in the same boat, writing this book about who Big Five is. And frankly, you know, when you're looking to buy a luxury journey, you know, people spend sometimes as much as a luxury car or a home on some of our trips. And when you're looking to spend that kind of money, you really want the facts about the company you're traveling with. You want to know the pure facts of why you should go with them.
Right. What's in it for me, not
exactly.
What's your company history.
Well, that's exactly right. We have a very proud history. We can spend all day talking about the family roots of Big Five. But frankly, it's not what somebody wants to hear, and that's what Smart Advantage really taught us.
And I recall one of the things that was so it's a fact that's impressive about Big Five didn't rate very high. Do you remember which one that was? I do. I'll tell it if you can.
Yeah, it was the awards.
That's right.
The awards. I mean, we used to tout all of our awards left and right on the cover of every brochure we wrote. In fact, Janie, if you remember, we actually had, when we did the Smart Advantage study, we had the first 20 pages, the intro pages, if you will, of our brand new Navigator Series book completely written, edited, proof, ready to go to print. And after we did the study and we realized that the awards, which were a big part of what we did, and all the fluff we were writing that really was just fluff, it wasn't specifics, it wasn't working. After the study, we literally delayed our book production by a month so we can go back and rewrite all 20 pages to go more in line with what we had just learned.
Well, that's terrific, and that's one thing we see all over. I'm writing a second book based on the findings of research that has come out of over 100 companies, and you're not alone, Ashisa. I think you've heard me say this before, and I want our listeners to pay close attention to this. Companies are out there touting ABC. You should buy from us because we have the best travel awards in the industry. Well, it turns out that's not rated very high. They're buying from you because the DEF and the statistics that we've uncovered is more than 90% of businesses are selling the wrong attributes. And that's really critical, regardless of what kind of business you own or operate. If you're in marketing and sales or management, you need to know what your customers truly value. Most businesses are guessing, as you were before the exercise.
That's exactly right. We were. Guessing is probably the best way to put it. We were guessing. It was almost a monkey see, monkey do mentality, because in some cases we were guessing. Other cases we saw what our competitors were promoting, and we realized that we were in the same league and started promoting the exact same things. And what we realized is the growth of business we had during those times was really us just riding an industrial wave, riding a wave within our industry of growth that would come even if we did nothing different.
Yes, and what you just said is so important because, again, it's not just you. When we work with clients in every and any industry, we will look at their website and their competitors, and they all are touting the same thing. It's a me-too mentality, exactly what you just said. And it doesn't mean it's right. It's just the other guy saying it, so I will. So let me ask you, what was the biggest challenge in implementing these changes, and how have you maintained the changes with your team? Because I know that sustainability of the change is hard.
Well, really, the biggest change was just that, was the change itself. You know, change itself is one of the biggest challenges when you've got people working in your company for a long time. We're very fortunate to have very long-tenured staff at Big Five. And when we were implementing these changes, the part of our team that was in the competitive advantage study understood. It was the rest of our staff who were not in the study, getting them to understand why. And it took a long time. It really did. We started going through and changing all of our proposals, changing all of our templates, changing all of our literature, changing how we talk. And, you know, there was always this I wouldn't say pessimism, but there's always this question of why. This does not make any sense. It wasn't computing. And it was going out of people's comfort zone. And so the people who weren't in the study, even the people who were in the study, there were times they were asking, well, why? Are you sure? Why? You know, it was going against what they thought to be logical.
Sure. So what were some of the things that you had to have them start emphasizing?
Well, really, when we were talking about our programs, you know, we don't sell inexpensive products. Our products are definitely very high priced. They're up there, and they're really not for everybody, but they're meant for a certain demographic, and we really stay true to it. So one of the biggest challenges when doing this whole revamp, if you will, was getting my own team out of the mindset of our awards, getting my own team out of the mindset of price matching, getting them out of, well, we're going to be expensive or we're going to be this. It was getting them out of that mindset, understanding that, look, price is not the driving factor. It was the simplest thing. When we saw the study, we were showing them that the simplest thing came in first, the fact that people wanted somebody alive answering the phone when they called and not having an automated attendant.
And if I recall correctly, they not only wanted a live person, they wanted a destination specialist with extreme knowledge of the destination. If I'm plopping down $50,000, $60,000 to go on one of your high-end tours, I want to know that you know exactly what you're talking about at the destination.
Exactly right.
So we're getting pretty close to a commercial break here, Ashish, and then I'm going to come back with some more questions. But just to sum this up, if I recall correctly, some of the things they wanted was they wanted to know you were financially stable, which we see in a lot of research findings these days, and that makes perfect sense. If I give you my $50,000, I don't want to hear you're not there next week. So, you know, we had to talk about that, if I recall correctly. And also, you know, the knowledge of destination specialists and that they'd actually been to the locations. Is that right?
Exactly. That's exactly right. One of the first things we uncovered when we were talking about the destination knowledge was when we looked at all of our team, we were amazed that we weren't saying this sooner, that we had, you know, our team came from 10 different countries over 5 different continents speaking 11 different languages. And
good statement there, Ashish. Good statement. I'm going to have to cut you off here because we're going to a commercial break in a minute. But I think that you had uncovered was you had so many competitive advantages that you weren't using to sell. And when we come back from the break, we're almost there. I'm going to ask you some questions about the results of that. So hang in there with us for a few minutes. We're going to give a break, and thanks to Hudson Institute of Executive Education. Listeners, we'll be right back. This is your host, Janie Smith from Smart Advantage. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back with Mind Your Biz Today and Janie Smith after this word from our sponsors.
Searching for executive training programs to help your company's growth? 90% of South Florida's major corporations have sent their executives to training at Nova Southeastern University's Hudson Institute of Executive Education. With workshops ranging from sales to Six Sigma and from management development to mergers and acquisitions, your executives will gain the skills necessary to immediately impact your bottom line. To customize your organization's training, visit nova.edu/execed.
Here is Janie Smith with Mind Your Biz Today.
Welcome back, listeners. Again, this is Janie Smith, your host of Mind Your Biz Today. This is the show that helps businesses get new ideas, learn how to grow their businesses, and stay current with trends and economics. Today we're talking to Ashish Sangrachka, who is the president of Big Five, located in Stuart, Florida. They sell high-end adventure tours worldwide. And Big Five has been a client of Smart Advantage, my company. And so we love to share with you some of the results and some of the key findings that clients have so that you can apply the same principles to your business. Again, I'm the author of Creating Competitive Advantage, and the process we're talking about today is highlighted in that book. But more importantly, you know, what does this all mean to your business? And so we're going to ask Ashish some more questions about the process and how he used it in his business. So, again, Ashish, what is the best specific example you can give of competitive advantage working in your business? What do you think was the one or two things, besides not talking about the awards, that really helped your agents close more sales?
You know, it's funny. We have weekly guest services meetings where we literally go over best and worst practices every single week with my entire team. And I think the example actually stems from one of the most eye-opening answers I ever received from my team. And it was one of the most fantastic answers I've ever had. It was one of the members who weren't in the study who, after going through this for months and months and months, one day just said, "But we already do these things. Why are we saying it?" We said, "Exactly. We're not making anything up that we're not doing. We just are talking about what we're already doing." And so what this led to was actually a specific example, very recent, was where we had a family that was actually going, or a couple rather, that was actually going through Argentina, through Chile, and through Antarctica. And we were 50% higher than the other company. But the other company had not uncovered the specific needs that these customers had. In talking to their travel agent, the customer, we realized that during this trip, their birthdays, both of their birthdays were about a week apart. Their anniversary was in between there. Their son passed away 3 years ago, and that anniversary was in between that time as well. And because we listened, and because of one of the points that we really talked about was having this live person on the phone, that if they needed something, we're always there, a live person at all times, especially because they're going to Antarctica. You're in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, I'd want to know you were there, too.
Absolutely. I mean, they were going, they were trekking through Patagonia, trekking through the southern parts of Argentina. And by talking about the specific advantages of working with Big Five, and really, when we start talking about our competitive advantages, one of the first things we talk about is that we're literally better prepared for a travel emergency than any other company out there. And then we go through the specific points of why. And in doing those specific points and being methodical in how we talked about these points, we were able to get the sale. And even though we were 50% higher, when we're talking about this trip, this couple spent $55,000 on this trip for two people. That's not a little bit of money. That's money that you'd have to think twice about. Whether you're a millionaire or a billionaire, that's still money that you're going to have to think twice about. Nobody wants to spend money that's going to be wasted.
Go ahead.
And this was basically one of the best examples. Even today, and of course, during our weekly meetings, we share this. We talk about this. And really, it was examples like that when we share on a weekly basis that my team has these aha moments. And I have to give them credit because they've been very, really resilient, and they've been absorbing all the information, and they each have had their individual aha moments when it clicks.
Okay, let me just summarize this for our listeners, because you're making the key point of the whole point of competitive advantage. If a company uncovers what competitive advantages they have, specifically the competitive advantages that the customer cares about, then price is not the issue everybody thinks it is. And we have so many businesses in this country who keep caving in on price, and part of the reason I think we're having a slow recovery is nobody believes, or people are too fearful of raising their prices and showing what they really are delivering. And so you were able to do that. You said, "Hey, folks, we really do have more than the competition, and we have not only more than them, but we have what's important to you. And all of us will pay for value when we know what that value is," and that's what you made perfectly clear to this couple.
That's exactly right. And you mentioned something about price. If you recall, when we did our study, we thought price was going to be among the top three. Price ended up being, on a scale of 1 to 20, it was number 11.
Yeah, so
it didn't even come up in the top 10, which I was surprised about. Some of my team were not, which I'm glad they understood more than I did at that point.
And let me just clarify that for our listeners. These market research studies are double blind, so the customer or the prospect doesn't know it's your company asking, so they're more likely to tell the truth. When you and or your salespeople are out there talking to customers, they're always going to say price because they're negotiating. But when you do a double blind study and you say what's really important to you, and I'm not in the mode of negotiating, I'm just valuing what I care about when I book a trip, or for our listeners, buy whatever it is they're selling. We have seen that over and over again. Price does not come up 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5. It's always in the bottom of the list. and of maybe 20 tested attributes. And so if there's anything we impart to our listeners today, it's how important it is for you to understand what your customers value and tout that, because you can get off a price. And Ashish, what you just said, 50% higher, that's pretty staggering. So you guys are doing a fabulous job. Would you talk a little bit more about the behavior modification? Because that's another thing that we run into with our clients when, I mean, you've addressed it a little bit, but I'd like to hear more about that. How difficult it is to get people, salespeople who have been saying the same sales message for so long, and now you go to them and you say, change your message. To me, it's like, I use the metaphor, it's like being on a diet. You know, we all have good intentions. We go on the diet first of the year, and, you know, for 3 days or 3 weeks or 3 months, we're real good at it, and then we fall off the wagon. Isn't that the same thing with the change in trying to get your salespeople to say something different?
Absolutely right. It really is. That actually is the biggest challenge. It's one that you know, we face every day, and every company who makes this kind of change faces every day, is how to sustain the change, how to not fall back into bad habits. You know, we've been through a very tough economic cycle over the 2009, part 2010, and so how do you not revert back to old habits? How do you keep forging ahead with the new changes, confident that the changes are going to work? And part of it, really, I'll give you, you know, one of my staff members is probably the best example. She was actually part of the study. So the people who are part of the study are probably the ones that are more prone or more at risk of falling back into bad habits, because they were the ones who were involved in the change, and you have to basically make sure they see that it's working. So I'll never forget, we were actually in Las Vegas together last year for a convention, for a conference. And there was a speaker who was talking about discounting. You know, we have made it a very big point to make sure that we don't discount. We made a very big mistake back in 2001 where we did discount our product, and we spent a few years paying the price for it. Our competitors changed. Our market changed. We really did not end up in the segment or demographic that we wanted to be. Today we're very fortunate that we are pretty much buried, and we are front and center within the baby boomer demographic that we want to cater to. We have their attention, which is fantastic. So as we were at this conference, this gentleman was an analyst from the hotel industry, and he was talking about discounting. You all know the travel industry, cruise companies, hotels. The first thing they do in the sign of a down economy is start cutting rates because they have inventory to sell.
It's what I call playing chicken with price and the customer.
That's exactly right. So this young lady who is on my team, she's one of our stars. She actually was part of the experience, part of the competitive advantage study. She had bought into it very early on, was really one of our facilitators. So she was listening to this conversation, and one of the things that this analyst said, he said, you know, when you discount a hotel or a cruise ship or whatever the case at 5%, you discount it at 5%. Now, the next downturn that occurs, your customer is going to expect 7%, because 5% now becomes the benchmark. You go to 7%, now the following downturn, they're going to expect 9% or 10% because you set the benchmark. Now, what you discount to that level, it will take you 2.5 to 3 years to come out of that discount to be able to charge a fair price or get back to parity with the price that you would like to charge for your room or your cabin or whatever service you're selling. And she looked over at me and she said, this is exactly what we've been talking about. This is exactly what we've been practicing, that we don't, you know, the reason we don't want to discount, the reason we don't want to focus on price is exactly what he's talking about, that if we focus on price and bring our prices down, then we have set an artificial ceiling for our prices. How do you get that back up to a fair price? You know, our trips are just that. They're dreams. And you cannot put a price tag on a dream. And the one thing we tell everybody is, you know, if you go on a trip and everything goes wrong, you will remember every single dollar you spent on that trip. If you go on a trip and it is beyond your wildest expectations, then at that point, you forget about how much you spent. And there's little things. For example, we have somebody who's been to China recently, and they're going through the water towns north of Shanghai. We put them in a hotel, and the pavilion was the former residence of Chiang Kai-shek.
Wow, pretty neat.
They went to Xi'an, and where the Terracotta Warriors are, we got special access to take them down into the pits where new Terracotta Warriors are being discovered, where they can actually talk to the archaeologists who are discovering these new pits. These are the little things.
They're not so little, Ashish. They're pretty phenomenal.
This is exactly it, and this is exactly what we uncovered, that price, you can't put a price tag on that. Yeah. We had somebody who just came back from Egypt who was celebrating their anniversary, and as a surprise to them, when they got on their Nile cruise, they had a special surprise. They were upgraded to the presidential suite on the ship, compliments of Big Five Tours and Expeditions.
Yeah, that's amazing. I got to tell you, one of the points you're making at that conference is what you see universally in every industry across the country, which is we've all been trained to buy on price because of that. What you just said, cruise lines go five, then it's six, then it's seven, then it's nine. And so we've been trained to expect lower prices. Thank you, Walmart. You know, so we as business owners, we have to be crystal clear about what we're selling, what the value is, and not play chicken with price and not cave in on price and be able to do exactly what you've just done. I love your enthusiasm. What you've just said, those examples are worth every penny of paying for a trip. And you're able to communicate that because you and your staff are clear on competitive advantages. It is a great thing that you do, having weekly meetings so that you reinforce it so you don't lose it. Ashish, we're getting ready to close the program. Would you just give our listeners your website and contact information because it's worth looking at?
Absolutely. Our website is www.big5, all spelled out, BIGFIVE.com. And our toll-free number is 800-244-3483 or 800-BIG-5. We're located in Stuart, so you're welcome to stop by. If you're working with a travel agent, you're welcome to have your travel agent contact us. We work with most travel professionals around the country, and we look forward to helping any of your listeners have their dreams come true.
Thank you, and I'm also interested in having our listeners improve their businesses, grow their businesses with some of the wonderful things you've done in yours. It's applicable to every business, not just the travel industry, because we've worked in over 400 industries at Smart Advantage, so we know what you've done works. We know it increases close rates. It increases customer retention. It's a very important exercise. So, Ashish, I want to thank you for being with us today and remind our listeners to go to mindyourbiztoday.com, our website. Give us your comments on this show. Give us suggestions for future shows if you have a need in some discipline that you'd like us to be talking about. And, again, a special shout-out to Hudson Institute of Executive Education for sponsoring Mind Your Biz Today.
The Hudson Institute of Executive Education at Nova Southeastern University provides training in more than 30 areas of business, from communications fundamentals to advanced leadership. All courses are taught by instructors who have years of successful corporate experience. Investing in Hudson's executive education programs will provide your team with skills and tools that result in measurable returns. To customize your organization's training, visit nova.edu/execed.
You've been listening to Mind Your Biz Today with Janie Smith, CEO of Smart Advantage, best-selling author and business consultant extraordinaire. Tune in next Friday at 4:30 p.m. for another great program here on 880 The Biz.